We are the 1, 2, 3
Saw Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, yo, and I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm an alpha male. I'm from the north. When I go out to the clubs, I'm not getting a margarita or a bottle of beer. I make sure it's always a can so I can puncture it and shotgun it. If you do that as well, hit us, hashtag sore losers shotgun, and we'll retweet it. We've been getting a lot of those, baby. America loves the shotgun.
And we got couples doing it together. It's bringing relationships closer together.
The dude and his chick in the kitchen is, because the girl's face looks like it's miserable. Sweetie, at least enjoy it a little bit, but it's great.
I didn't see it. Did you retweet it?
Yeah, it's up there. Okay. For his girl to do that with him, I mean, what a dope
chick.
That's
love. Love, yeah. You can tell
that's
love.
A healthy marriage.
Or they could just be dating.
Or a healthy relationship.
Exactly. And so maybe you're at the bar and you see someone doing that. You know they're a fan of the Sore Loser show, so you have something in common. You can go up and start a conversation. Maybe that starts a great relationship or just a friendship. Maybe it's two guys that are at a bar and they see each other, or a guy sees a hot chick do it. You know, she must listen to the Sore Losers. Go talk. Get together. What if we have a Sore Losers marriage because of the Sore Losers shotgun?
Love it.
Real quick, though, I want to do a shout out to Bakersfield. I was there this weekend, and I went to a dive bar, a karaoke bar. I bought a beer for $1.25.
Wow.
I don't know the last time I bought a beer at a bar for that cheap.
Okay, here's the thing.
What?
I thought you were going to come on here and say, shout out Bakersfield, they hooked me up with some beer. The fact you had to pay for it, no shout out.
It was just a dive.
You can go to a bar,
dude,
and get it for $1.25. Go to Lubbock, $1.25.
Really? Do they have beers cheap? Oh, I didn't know that.
Go to Manhattan, Kansas, $1.25.
I've been everywhere, man. That beer was cheap, and I was like, dang, I haven't spent $1.25 on a single beer in a long time.
Man. I thought you were going to say they took care of me because they listened to Sore Losers. Isn't that where you thought he was going?
I thought he was going to relate it to the show somehow.
He was just going to shout out for $1.25 beer.
He said bar, and I thought I'd shout out Bakersfield.
$1.25 beer.
See, you think that's a big deal,
no,
right?
It's not.
No, Ray, how much are you buying beers for at the bar?
Well, I got a fishbowl. My chick wanted to drink out of this.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was $40.
And see what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
$40 for a sugary drink.
Listen,
and by the way,
hey, shout out Kroger. I mean, I got milk for a dollar off. I mean, like, what kind of random shout out?
Hey, shout out gas station. They had USA Today newspapers for a freaking dollar.
Wow.
Is that true?
Shout out. Hey, shout out Texaco. They had $2 a gallon instead of $2.33. Wow. I mean, I don't know the last time I had $2 a gallon. I mean, come on. Shout out Taco Truck. 4 tacos for $5. Wow.
Where?
Yeah, seriously, where is that address?
No, seriously, I'll go today.
It's right over there. I don't know what it's called, where it's at.
Is it the guy in the that has tacos out of his trunk?
No, that's Potato Man. That's my potato dude. I saw someone, here's a funny story. Someone on Instagram hit me up this weekend and said they were driving from Atlanta just to find Potato Man.
And did they find them?
I don't know. I didn't ever follow up.
Potatoes are really good?
They were delicious. They were amazing.
But you got sick, didn't you?
Yeah, his voice was weird for a week after.
No.
I don't know what it was. I ate these random potatoes out of a dude's trunk
from a gas station.
Then I lost my voice.
But wait, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, my wife follows this guy on Twitter that sells baked potatoes out of the trunk of his car. And we were on
Shout out. What's his name?
Potato Mountain.
Blackberry Farm, I thought it was, or something.
No.
I remember it being like Black Mountain.
I think it's Black? Potato Mountain.
Potato Mountain.
Okay. Yeah. He sells potatoes out of his car, and my wife was like, it's the Saturday when Kentucky is playing Wofford.
All right,
10 minutes before tip, and she goes, hey, Potato Man's going to be in our neighborhood. You think we can go? And I'm like, fine. So we go, and Potato Man was like 45 minutes late. So this turned into a whole hour ordeal where I'm sitting in a gas station parking lot because he's like, hey, meet me in the back of the parking lot, and I'll have your potatoes. And I mean, this was a sketchy gas station.
Was yours the only car with no rims on it in his Altima?
My Altima has all rims. Okay,
barely.
No, my Altima for 198,700 miles is in great shape.
That's impressive.
My Ford Focus, the one I don't have it anymore, but that didn't have any hubcaps. But if you look at a Ford Focus around anywhere, they're all missing hubcaps. There's a recall or something on that.
So anyway, we sat in the back of the parking lot
for
45 minutes.
Yeah, they're recalling the entire vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. We sat in the parking lot for 45 minutes for this guy. Didn't know who he was. So I'm driving around going, hey, you're the Potato Man? You're the Potato Man? Asking people. and they're looking at me like they're going to kill me. And he really pulled up, popped his trunk, and sold potatoes. And they were dynamite. I bought four of them.
Shout out.
Shout out, Potato Man.
There we go, Black Mountain Man.
No, Potato Mountain.
Oh, Potato Mountain Man.
Whatever. Let's play the game America loves. It's called Would You Rather? Game on! I want to shout out Raymundo on this one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Would you rather always have a small rock in your shoe or always have some mud in your shoe?
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one because mud is
annoying.
Is so annoying. And when you're trying to keep your house clean, like, you know, or the kids bring mud in the house because they have mud in their shoes, like, and then it's me. It's not even the kids after I yelled at them. Like, mud on the shoe sucks. Getting the mud out of the little crevices, it's just a pain in the butt. The rock in the shoe, I think Gray's right. If you can somehow wiggle your toes to move the little pebble between your toes, you won't even feel it sometimes.
Yeah, I'm fine with the rock in the shoe. Were you done? Sorry.
Yeah.
Love some rock in the shoe, especially if it's a small pebble. Guys, let me talk about mud/poop. One time,
same category.
Yes, house party at the apartment, okay? We have so many people over. My brother and sister are in town. We're all playing at the park. We're playing football. We got a picnic set out. The girls are drinking out in the front.
That's a hardcore party if you have a picnic set up.
It was kind of more adult fashion, okay? So
there was lemonade.
Let me tell you about this party. We had a picnic set up in the park.
It was great.
We had a bunch of White Claws.
Yeah.
Guys, the White family Claw. Was in town.
I put
town.
The blankets down.
The nephews there were playing football. It's an absolute blast. We go inside. We all had gotten dog poop from the park on our shoes to the point where I look over and I'm like, oh, crap, I got dog poop on my shoe. Oh, no, my twin brother, he's got dog crap on his shoe. Nephew, let me see your shoes. Dog crap on his. Oh, my friend Johan, let me see your shoes. Dog crap. Our whole house was covered in dog crap. Boys, for the next 45 minutes, I had resolve and I was scrubbing dog crap out of carpet.
What was the rest of the party doing?
No, that's what my party turned into. And our phone, like Hillary, our girl that works on the Bobby Bone Show, she was like, you were so happy at that party, but then when you started to clean up the dog poop, you got in the worst mood ever. Guys, mud, dog poop, game changer.
Yeah. There's nothing more distinct than the smell of dog poop, too.
Oh,
Like there, you know, as soon as somebody that has dog poop on their shoe, you know it's in your house. You're like, who stepped on dog poop?
I was at my in-laws one time, and my mother-in-law doesn't really like the dogs. Isn't really a fan of the dogs, and we convinced her, hey, let us bring the dogs, okay? Well,
I think I've heard this one. This is good.
And the first dog, first night we're there.
This is good.
First night, I wake up in the middle of the night to bleh, bleh.
Oh, no.
One of the dogs puking on the white carpet.
Grass and stuff.
White carpet, of course.
Terrible. Okay, whatever. That happens. So sorry. I apologize. Then, two nights later, I wake up to the other dog. Bleh, bleh. And the dog's not in the room. I'm like, oh no, he went in the other guest bedroom
and is
puking on that white carpet. I jump up in my underwear and I'm like, no.
Flopping around.
Hey, tidy whities.
And I'm like, no, down the stairs,
Morning
down the stairs.
Wood.
I'm like, outside, outside,
there's a
outside.
Skid mark stain on the bottom.
And my dog goes down the stairs and busts into my in-law's room and pukes on their carpet.
So they wanted all three rooms.
All three rooms.
They're like, screw it, we're doing them all.
So I was like, I had to run in there and
so
get the dog.
So you're under their bed.
No.
Are they there?
Oh, they're there.
Oh, my, and hey, you're in your tidy whities.
He's in his tidy whities scrubbing it.
No, there's no scrubbing. Guys, this is middle of the night. Right. I run in there and they pop up and turn on the light. And there I am in my underwear grabbing
Flagpole.
The dog.
Yeah, I mean, he's all wood.
Look,
Range Rover, all wood. Hey, Waldo, come on, get over here.
After I said the dogs would be great and they wouldn't do anything, puke right there on their carpet, and I had to take the dog outside. So then,
that's not important. They were asleep in the bed while you're in their bedroom.
And then they pop. They sat up and turned the light up.
They busted you, tidy whities.
They sat up while the dog is puking, and I run in there, and they turn on their little nightlight on the, you know, the
and
lamp.
And there you are,
there
just
I
in
am.
Your tidy whities.
There I am in my Under Armour boxer briefs.
All wood.
No.
Skid marks in the back.
No, I'm not worried. If there were skid marks, it doesn't matter because there was puke on the carpet. They weren't looking at my underwear at that point. Okay? So then.
That's their son-in-law right there.
Yes. So then the next day, I'm feeling terrible. Like, geez, this is awful. This is a great trip to see the in-laws with the dogs after I convince them they're not going to do anything. I've been picking up the dog poop in the backyard and just kind of throwing it in the bushes so no, you know, because my mother-in-law doesn't want it.
I like how you called her mom. You're about to call her mom. I like that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
And so anyway. Then it smells like, oh, we smell some, but we can't find it anywhere. So we're looking through the backyard trying to find it. I'm like, oh, we give up. We start to go inside, and my mother-in-law is walking in front of me. And she has the dog poop on her freaking shoe.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like,
And you wonder why she hates you.
Miss In-Law, I think the dog poop's on your shoe. And here's the worst part. I had to clean it off her shoe.
What did she do, stick her foot out and just be like,
clean it? No, she left the shoe there. It's like, oh, can you get that off for me?
That's a good move. Your dog.
My dog.
You were already flagpole in their bedroom while they're sleeping.
That was a pukey poopy weekend, man.
It was a terrible trip.
I can't get away from the bedroom. I mean, they're asleep in there, and this.
No, there was no doing. There was none of that. There was no doing. I know you want to picture me as a doing as I walk in there.
Were you asleep?
Yes, but
and you heard.
Blah.
And then you're running in there.
No.
You probably didn't even notice, dude. You were just so into the puke and the dog.
You don't get excited when you hear it.
I'm not excited when I wake up.
No, you don't get it. Every day you wake up, you don't have...
That's why it's called morning wood.
Yeah, when it happens.
Wait, you don't get it every day?
No.
I get morning wood every day, boys.
You might need to see a doctor.
You might need help. You might need help if you have it every single morning.
I think you guys need help.
I mean, so
who's the majority here?
You can't go run down and play with the kids for what, like 30 minutes every morning?
When the kids jump in the bed, I'm like, oh, give me 30 seconds.
Wow.
Then I sit on the edge of the bed and then let gravity take its place.
Don't go in there, Dad. You know, he's got 10 minutes. Give him 10 minutes, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody out.
You have got to, you need to see a doctor.
Hey, you need to do your would you rather. We haven't even done yours yet.
We haven't?
No. I heard the music. I'm like, we haven't even gotten Lunchbox's pick.
I would rather have the rock in my shoe because you can move it around. Mud in your, you're just always click, 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 click.
Yeah.
And it's just gooey and it's nasty and it would be so annoying to have to deal with the mud all the time. A rock you can move around in your shoe, like you said, but that's how you play would you rather.
Game on. And dog poop wasn't even a part of that, but I like
but
that
Ray went into
in.
Dog poop, and then I went into my in-law story, and then, you, and then we found out you have morning wood every morning. Every morning.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Get it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, what if you have to jump up urgently?
Like, yeah, like, what if there's an emergency?
You're down quick.
Like, no, but I'm saying for a good 5 minutes, you're out of commission every time you wake up.
It's not 5 minutes. 30 seconds.
Kids, no. 5 minutes, guys.
Nah, 30 seconds. By the time I make the bathroom, we're good.
I can't believe that.
I mean, so if a robber comes into your place.
He's going to... Yes. I might be able to kill him with it.
Oh, calm down. It ain't that big. It ain't that big.
Hit him over the head with it.
It ain't that big.
Hey, get out of my house.
Okay. So let's talk Tiger. Okay.
Again.
2 days later, let's still talk Tiger.
Again.
Yes.
Tiger Woods.
Okay, is he going to win another major?
This year?
Yeah.
No.
I saved that one again, right?
Yep. Hey, mark the tape.
Okay, is he going to win another major?
No.
No way.
Save the tape, Ray. I mean, that's what we do. We do predictions. We're going to be wrong a lot. No, but someone on Twitter yesterday was like, oh, nice of Lunchbox to cherry pick stats.
It's true.
About Tiger. Because Eddie said old Tiger won all his majors by like 10 strokes.
I said tournaments.
I think he said tournaments, but okay.
That's another example of his cherry picking. He likes to selectively.
But your stats were interesting. You said that
he only won three majors by more like with blowout fashion.
Did he win total then?
15.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot to say he's back. Like, let's see how many more he wins.
You said that's not Tiger because he didn't win by a lot of strokes. Three out of 15 is not a lot.
By leading by a lot, winning a lot of majors, winning a lot of tournaments. Like, that's what made Tiger Tiger. That's just my argument. That's it. If we're going to say he's back, then he needs to win again consistently. We haven't seen that yet. Let's give it a little time. Let him win five tournaments. He's back. Now he is dominating everyone again.
So what about Brooks Koepka? Where is he at? Is he a stud or no? Just because he only wins one tournament a year?
No, well, you can't say, compare him to Koepka because Koepka doesn't play enough. Like, Koepka wins these majors, but then he doesn't really play enough for everyone to say, like, yeah, he always wins. He doesn't always win. He just sometimes wins majors, which is amazing, but then why doesn't everyone say he's so great? No one ever says he's great.
They don't give him enough respect. They should, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he wins the majors. But that's all that matters.
But what do
Who
we love?
Who cares about the Honda Classic?
No. But what do we love about Tiger? What do we remember about Tiger? Why does everyone like Tiger? Because he freaking wins and is way better than everyone else. Not that he wins sometimes. Because Dustin Johnson wins sometimes. No one talks about him. Rory McIlroy wins a lot. No one really talks about Rory McIlroy. Phil Mickelson. No,
because
he didn't dominate.
The only one that moves the needle is Tiger Woods.
Because he dominated.
But he's back. He's back to, he won. Like, he hasn't won. That's the problem.
Will Tiger dominate again?
No.
That's what we mean by back.
No, I don't.
What do we want to see? Okay, Tiger plays now.
No, Tiger winning.
Tiger plays, and sometimes he wins. He's back. Like, no, we want Tiger to win a lot again. We want him to dominate the sport.
I don't think that happens again.
No,
that's my point.
There's so many guys right now. There's an influx of all these great golfers.
Like, Dustin Johnson is going to beat his ass one day.
Like, when is Tiger going to golf again? Like, he's taking a month off, right?
But you understand, Tiger lost a lot, too.
I know, but he was always winning, and that's why everyone watched. Because it was, if you watched a major, they're going to be, Tiger was all the headlines. He was made all the highlights because Tiger was going to be in the running to win. Sometimes he'd fall off, and they'd be like, okay, it wasn't his major. But you always watched because Tiger was probably going to win. That's why you watched. Since 05, wait, was it 05? Since 05, we never watched the Masters thinking Tiger was going to win. It was just another Masters.
Yes, you did.
The last couple ones we said, oh, is he going to win?
Since 05? So you're telling me in the last 13 years you never thought he was going to win?
Well, okay, in the last 10 years.
I would say in the last 6 years.
When was all that? That was longer than we thought, right?
5 years ago? 6 years ago?
6 years ago.
The thing that kind of got me was, so in those 13 years, there was a couple years he didn't even compete in the Masters because he was injured or back or something. Or it was he was in the middle of his issues.
Yeah,
I mean, he took a couple of them off. He hasn't played the Masters every year of the 13 years.
Correct.
So that kind of got me a little sad, like, wow, his point. Maybe he was super injured, but maybe there was one year where he just decided not to play it. Yeah. He was at that low in his life where he just decided not to play the greatest golf tournament of the year and to the point now where he won it. Coach, that was a low. He didn't even play in the tournament.
Right.
That's nuts.
Justin Thomas, another golfer who is really good, been playing since he was a kid.
But he had another person. He doesn't transcend like Tiger does. You have athletes that are bigger than their sport. Justin Thomas is just a golfer. Tiger Woods is an icon. He's a media icon. But what
made him that?
He was black.
Boom. Next.
He played golf, which is a white man's sport.
Boom.
And he was the best golfer he was the best golfer in a white man's sport. Mm-hmm. That really transcended him. He was different. That's what made him. Justin Thomas, like, no one cares.
Is he still different? I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he's still different. That's why he still moves the needle. That's why everybody still talks about Tiger.
But now there are two other black players, and no one talks about them. Harold Varner III and Tony Finau. Like, no one talks about
them.
He's
Hawaiian.
Okay, fine.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't move the needle.
In a white man's sport.
They're not
Asians.
The best.
They're a bunch of Asians,
but
in
they
the PGA.
Don't. They don't win like Tiger. They're not the best golfer. They're just golfers.
I get it, but sometimes they win majors. You know what I'm saying?
Finau's never won a major.
No, I'm not talking about those two. I'm talking about just any. Oh, you want to go minorities in a white man's sport? They're a bunch.
But they don't win.
They do win
Who?
Sometimes.
Name them.
What do you mean? Matsuyama's won.
I don't think he's ever won a major. Don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not Googling that, but you might be right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, John Rahm hadn't won a major.
Sergio Garcia.
He won one time,
okay.
Like 2 years ago. That's what I'm saying.
Vijay Singh, Indian guy. Won
and
majors.
He was the biggest one. He was with Tiger back in the day. It was him and Tiger. They were the face of golf. Him, Tiger, Tiger, Vijay, Phil, David Duval. They were the top of the sport. I'm just saying
the race thing, being the only black guy in a white man's sport, like, yes, that did help him, but I mean, there have been others. The difference between Tiger is that he dominated. That's it. Like, that's the difference. Yes, it was a big deal that it was a black guy dominating a white man's sport. Yes, okay, that was a big deal. But we're past all that. Tiger's Tiger because he is an amazing golfer. The best golfer.
And it was just a huge news story. When that broke about him and the 12 chicks and the Perkins girl, like everybody in everybody
what,
in
what,
their...
What separates the Perkins girl from all the other ones? Because I think we've always referenced the Perkins girl.
Because it's just funny that he went into Perkins and hit on the waitress. Okay. I mean, that's just funny.
Okay. I just wondered.
I mean, everybody knows about that story. Like, everybody knows about that. In the entire world, I mean, everybody knows about a story. So he's always going to be a major person.
Okay, so here's Tiger Woods' betting odds now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Here we go. He's
a favorite now.
Career.
Now is the time to get off the bandwagon. Yes. Bet against him.
Major wins.
This is where you pick Siwoo Kim.
No, career major wins. He's at 15 right now. Over under 16 and a half.
Over.
Plus 250. Unders minus 310.
Wow.
So
they don't think he's going to win two more?
That's what I'm saying. That's why.
So how does that mean he's back? Is my point.
That's right there saying that he's not
back. How does it mean?
When you're at the pinnacle, Michael Jordan came back and won a championship, right? He won three championships.
Yeah.
Okay. He wasn't probably as good as when he was before he left for retirement, but he was back. That doesn't mean he was as good as he used to be.
Tiger's never going to be as good as he used to be.
Exactly.
When he's at Pebble Beach getting a driver because he's trying to set the ultimate course record. Like, that's never going to happen
again.
That's
what I mean. Right. He's still back into that he can actually win tournaments. He's back to being a competitive golfer. He is back because he won a major. Being back does not constitute being back to what he's never going to be as good as what he was because he's older now. He's 43 years old?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get better with age. You get worse with age. That's why you have a prime of your career, and that's why it's surprising at 43 he was able to win a major. We were wondering, could he ever do it? Has time passed him by? Is it over? That's why these young golfers, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, they're in the prime right now, and when they get older, it's harder to win. But he is back because he won, and he's back to being a competitive golfer.
And just curious, like...
He's a top 10 golfer in the world again.
I wonder what kind of drug testing they do for golf. Like, is there any way to tell if he was, like, on major pain? Like, maybe he's in crazy pain. How do we not know that? I mean, we don't know that.
He would tell you.
He would?
He would fall and hold his back.
I mean, what if he,
yes, exactly.
What if he was
just
taking...
Just like Jason Day. Like
what if he was taking major shots? Remember,
did you see Jason Day?
No, Jason Day is, like, falling apart. Like,
I mean, I was
unless
worried,
he's flopping.
No, know? I think he would. They said he bent over to pick up his kid on the practice range,
right,
and something went in his back, and that's why the first 2 days he barely made it around the course. Like, if you watched him, he had very short strides, and it took him a long time to walk to his ball because his back was in pain, and
wow,
he probably got it worked on overnight, and it loosened up. But they said, just like the first day, he bent over to pick up his kid and something in his back twinged. And it was like, uh-oh.
Hey, could it be that Jason Day is just a little dramatic?
He's dramatic, like, with the vertigo.
Like,
I mean,
could
you can't
be?
Stop.
No,
vertigo is not being dramatic.
Roy
Williams, was he being dramatic? It just happened.
I agree with you, but we've seen Jason Day a number of times the course fall down, withdraw from a tournament after two holes. Like, we've seen him, the vertigo thing, getting stretched in the Masters, like, on the ground. It's a little dramatic. I don't recall seeing any other golfers getting stretched or falling down or grabbing their head or grabbing their back.
He has a bad back. That's the problem.
Yeah.
When you have a bad back,
you get vertigo.
No, vertigo is totally different.
Yeah, vertigo is a different thing, and I'm not a doctor, so I don't really know too much to talk about it. When he's, like, staring at his club so he can get his focus because he has vertigo, I mean, it was a little dramatic. I've never heard of vertigo, and all of a sudden
it's
a
thing.
I know, but for Jason
it's
Day...
It's not made up.
It's a thing,
I know,
but point is...
But if he was able to golf with vertigo, that's fascinating. My man, unbelievable that you were able to golf with vertigo.
You can't drive, but finish your round. I don't know. I'm just saying, we see a lot of Jason Day... and his weird injuries on the course more than we see any other player.
Well, I think he just toughs it out. Other people just withdraw.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out.
But I'm just curious, though, what if Tiger got some major shots because he's like, okay, I'm going into the Masters. Maybe his back's been a little weird, but right after the Masters, what if he starts to fall apart a little bit? Like, all right, I'm not doing those shots. Those were intense shots I took to my back. I mean,
it could happen, but I don't believe it.
But
I believe
just, like,
he's
you
back.
Look, I know, but you
I
look
believe
a year.
He got off the pain pills. He got over his addiction issues.
That's possible. I mean, that's
but that
great.
Same guy, man, I think, man, he was on the ground at times with his club, the only thing holding him up after he would swing it, and it always was grabbing his back, and he always like, oh, and then now the mat, he was perfectly at health. He was great.
Yeah, Tigers. He's been healthy for a year now.
Yeah.
I mean, since he's been back, he's been healthy.
So he's been back. Or is he since just back
been,
now?
Since he's been back golfing is what I'm saying.
As
he's
a competitor? Been, competitor?
Huh?
As a competitive golfer? This is my problem with it. When he came back a year ago, was Tiger back as a competitive golfer?
No.
So he just played.
Yes.
He was just back physically just trying to play golf.
Yes, he was
just... But now that he won a major, he's back as a competitive golfer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what happens. When you win something, you are back. You're back to being a competitive golfer. You don't win it by luck. It's not luck.
How long do they have for the next major? Is it a month or more than that?
Pretty soon, because they moved the PGA Championship to May, I believe.
Okay.
Instead of it being at the end of the year, they moved it to before the U.S. Open. Which is weird, but I don't know why they did that. But yeah, even though it's still the weirdest major to me, I feel like it gets the least pub, and no one really cares about it because you think about the British Open, the U.S. Open, the Masters, and then the PGA Championships. Like, oh, okay,
it's kind of weak.
It seems weak. I guess it doesn't have the prestige that maybe it should. I don't know. But as a fan of golf, I'm like, okay, you won the PGA Championship. That's the one I'm like, oh, okay, you won the minor league trophy.
It's the minor of the majors.
The minor of the majors. There you go.
Interesting.
Weird. Speaking of injuries, there was a soccer fan this weekend, okay? And this is just Leeds is a team that is playing to get into the English Premier League. There's like if you're in the English Premier League and you finish in the bottom three, you automatically get relegated to the minor leagues. And the top three teams from the minor leagues gets moved up to the Premier League, okay. The big boys. So Leeds, if they win their game, they are going to the Premier League next season. And this guy's at the game.
How many teams are already in the Premier League?
Let me look. 25, okay. Maybe?
That's cool. I was something like that. Just trying to get an idea.
I'm trying to think. Yes. So that way, you have to compete and try to win. And you can spend one season up in the Premier League and then get demoted and then come back up. So it gives you a chance and something to play for. Sort of like these NBA teams that tank. People say, oh, you should demote them and put them in the G League and bring the top G League team up.
That would be awesome.
That way like you don't have tanking Bulls. Because... Right,
we lose the Bulls.
The Bulls. We lose the Bulls. We lose the Suns.
The Chicago, the New York,
and
the
then we get, and we White get, Sox we get the Rio Grande hey. City, whatever they are. Yeah.
We've got the Austin Toros. They're up, though, guys. We lose Killer the Bulls. Bees.
Yeah, so this dude's he's a huge Leeds fan, right? He's there. Yeah. And they score a goal in the 65th minute. And he is running up and down the stairs in the stands going crazy. And he breaks his ankle. His foot is pointing the wrong way. And they are trying to get him to leave to go to the hospital. And he says he is not leaving until he sees Leeds win. And he doesn't go to the hospital until the game is over and they won.
Wow.
I mean, Eddie, I want you to look at his foot. This is so disgusting. There it is in the hospital. Oh, there it is in the hospital. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
I don't love a team enough to sit there with a broken ankle like that. Ray, look at his ankle.
Oh, that's gross.
I've never broken an ankle.
Oh, my God.
Or I've never broken anything, really.
Oh, my God.
But if you keep it like that, does it keep hurting?
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, it hurts.
I broke my arm.
And then probably just gets numb, huh?
Dude, I broke my arm and went to class.
How'd you do that?
I fell off my bunk bed and drilled the handle of the door and snapped my arm in half. And then I went to class, and my one teacher, I think maybe they were almost a doctor as well. And they looked at it, and they're like, you should probably go to the hospital. I think that's broken.
So you were like this guy?
Yeah, I was in class. That was the joke. They're like, I can't believe you went to class.
That's baller, dude.
That's like...
But I was also, cheap, and I didn't know for sure if it was broken.
That's like when I was younger. We were over at Lauren's house, and she had a younger brother.
Who's that?
It's a girl I grew up with. And it was Lauren, Kathleen, Forrest, Aaron, myself... And Lauren and Kathleen and Lauren's younger brother were going to Hawaii the next day. They were going on a trip. And a water fight breaks out. You know what I mean? It's me, Aaron, and Forrest versus Lauren, Kathleen, and her little brother. And he grabs the water hose. And Aaron, just kind of playing around, fake tackles him onto the ground. Well, he landed on a big old tree root that was sticking out of the ground. And he's, oh, my God, I'm in so much pain. And, of course, Lauren and Kathleen that are just babying him all night. And we're like, quit being a little bee. You're just milking it for the girls' attention, blah, blah, blah. They go to Hawaii, and he's out, and he gets hit with like a some kind of fish, stings him in the foot. And he almost drowns in the ocean. He goes to the hospital, and they're like, you know your collarbone's broken?
Wow.
Culture.
Dang, man.
Always go to the hospital.
Savages.
But we were so mean. We were telling him he's being a little bean. He's just milking it for the girls' attention. And then he goes to Hawaii. He flies from Austin, Texas to Hawaii, goes swimming in the ocean, and almost drowns because his collarbone is broken.
Can't move his arm.
Can't move his arm.
Dang.
Hey, did you guys talk about the volunteer at the Masters that...
oh my gosh, almost killed Tiger?
Almost killed Tiger?
Goodness gracious,
what would have happened to that guy?
Oh, murdered.
He slipped and drove...
Okay, fine, his ass kicked.
Okay, would hit the backlash been worse than Bartman?
No.
No, because no one really... I mean, I don't know.
No. You're going to say no one knows who that guy is.
Yeah, I know, but no one knew who Bartman was.
No one
I stopped myself.
No one knew who Bartman was. The internet is an amazing place, but it's a terrible place. They will hunt down everything and anything they need to know, and that guy's face, name, address, everything would have been all over the internet.
You can't tell me you didn't think Tiger's foot wasn't...
I wasn't watching it live. I saw clippings of it, but then it went away because he was fine.
You want to talk about dramatic? I thought Tiger overplayed it.
Yes. Did you see his
foot? He barely nicked him.
I thought the same thing, like, too. And
come
they
on,
did the,
Tiger.
They did the slow-mo, or I may have done the slow-mo because I wanted to see what had happened. And his foot went the other way. He stepped on his heel. Right when he was taking his step, stepped on his heel, and his foot went like that. And I mean, dude, lucky for this guy that it wasn't bad. And Tiger just walked away. Tiger didn't even look back. He was that's how focused he was. He almost broke his ankle, but he just kept walking straight. And I don't understand how this guy, why he was even running in that direction.
They're trying to stop the people. They let these people get way too close, and then they're all a foot or two away from him, and he's like, get him back, and he slipped. It's all muddy as hell in Augusta. It's been raining every day.
He comes out of nowhere.
I mean,
it was like a slide tackle inside. I mean, it was a great tackle to save the game-winning goal.
I think.
And it was almost Tiger, the end of Tiger, before Tiger won the Masters. And
I think
it would have blown
running,
his Achilles.
I think he was running... Because too fast, and then he saw that Tiger wasn't moving faster, so he was going to run into Tiger, so he tried to stop and did the slide tackle.
See, I think he was just running because the crowd was coming in, and he was trying to get there to be the buffer, and he tried to stop on a dime, and when you try to stop on a dime when it's slippery when wet, that's when you go, whoop!
That guy totally would have been Bartman.
Oh, my, it would have been the worst thing in the world. That would have been...
Guys, think about that. Tiger wouldn't have won the Masters.
He would have blown Tiger's Achilles out.
If the Italian job didn't hit one in the creek, dude, Tiger would have won the Masters.
You're right. Dustin Johnson would have won.
I mean, if my aunt didn't have balls, he'd be my uncle.
I like how you say that. But literally, if his ankle would have broke, Tiger would not have won the Masters.
And he'd be back. He'd be back. He'd be blown Achilles. He'd be back on the injured list for another 10 months.
I thought you would say he'd be back.
Well, he would try to come back.
Yeah, that's why you can never
be back on pain pills. That'd be bad.
Guys, when we're playing golf, you can never get that mad because there's so many outside factors that affect it. The wind all of a sudden randomly picks up for one guy. One guy barely chilly. I mean, the smallest things matter in golf.
Hey, some guy on Twitter said, let's stop talking about golf, too, because like it's not even a sport.
Okay.
So
let's talk about a lawsuit. You ever get mad at your mom and dad?
Mm-hmm.
There's a 40-year-old man in Indiana. He got divorced, so he had to move back in with his parents for 10 months. Then he gets back on his feet, moves out, and his parents threw out his porn collection.
Oh.
We're talking about titles Frisky Business, Big Bad Grannies, are some of the titles that they threw out.
I know who you did last summer. Forrest Hump.
Debbie Does Dallas.
That's a real one.
That's a he totally, right.
I was making mine up.
But you know the worst thing about divorce and like losing your job is when you got to go tail between the legs and you have to move in with your parents after you've been gone for 15 years. I mean, that's got to be one of the worst.
When I was in college, I was going up to Austin to visit a friend of mine, and it was two of us driving. And when you go in 35, there's a XXX store.
Yeah.
Right when you go into Austin, I tell my buddy, I'm like, dude, let's buy Mike a porn just a joke. So we go in, we buy whatever, the first thing we saw, we buy it, and we give it to Mike. He's like, wow, thanks, dude, it's real nice. And he threw it somewhere in his apartment, whatever. The next year, he was moving out of his apartment, and his parents helped him move out and found the porno. He said his mom was like, where do you want me to put this?
That's why you never have the parents help you move.
He's like, dude, my mom found the porno. I should have thrown that crap out a long time ago.
Yeah, and the guy says that he values his porn collection at $29,000 that his parents destroyed. So
still goes to those XXX stores? I'm a surprised lot of people, they're even still in
there. There are cars out there all the time I drive.
And what I love is they have big fences so you can't see what cars are there for privacy reasons.
Love
if you want to
go. It's classy.
I've seen the ones like in the interstate, like in the middle of nowhere. You know, you've seen
they
those?
Still have fences?
No, I can see the parking lot. And I'm like, dude, there's a lot of cars out there.
We have one in Nashville.
We have a lot. There's a lot. They're in every city. Guys, people are into the freaky stuff, okay? That's what those stores are for.
They
have toys. They have whips. They have whatever you want. Lingerie. They got it all.
You've been in those?
Yeah, a lot of lonely truck drivers.
Is there a bit in that?
A radio bit?
We could go into one of those? We go to XXX and he asked for something that they wouldn't have. That's totally...
Or ask for something that's not dirty.
Would you guys happen to have a Bible?
Hey, it says you guys have movies. Do you have Forrest Gump?
Right.
We have Forrest Hump.
He goes straight to Debbie Does
Dallas. Debbie Does Dallas?
Like,
guys, my head's not all the way there.
That's just so fun. I mean, the parents destroy his sex toys and his porn collection. I mean,
dang.
He's 40 years old, mom and dad. Like, there's no need to destroy it. He was living in your house because he was divorced. He's down on his luck. And he spent $29,000 on this stuff, and you just destroyed it.
So did somebody get sued?
He's suing his parents.
He's suing his parents.
And I think he has a case. But you can't destroy his property.
It's their house. They can do whatever they want. It's the owner of the house can do whatever they want.
I don't know.
I mean, that much invested into a porn crap?
The dude's got a problem.
Dude, can you imagine that room?
Ooh. Ugh, sticky.
You think it's sticky?
Mom, like trying bleach. To move the desk, it's all stuck.
It smells like Clorox.
And guys, there's a lot. Like, we talked a little bit about this last week, but I don't think Russell Wilson's going to be a Seattle Seahawk.
Good.
This is getting there is more.
What's happening?
He set a deadline for when he would sign a contract extension, okay, which was yesterday. And then they're saying that he's going to get traded to, like, the New York Giants or to the Raiders.
That's a new world we live in. Guys move teams. Nobody's loyal for 50 years anymore.
To the Raiders? That's one of the...
That's one of the places.
Wow.
That's so...
Because we just picture him as a Seahawk.
Right, and because the Seahawks don't want to pay him that much money because they realize once you pay your quarterback... You can't afford other guys around him.
Is that GM or Pete Carroll? Like, you think
that's GM?
Okay, because I feel Pete Carroll would fight for him.
Pete Carroll gives off that sense, but he does a good job because he seems like he'd fight for Richard Sherman. But he told Richard Sherman get out. He felt like he was going to fight for Earl Thomas. He told Earl Thomas get out.
Good point.
So,
but
he does a good job of making it seem like he loves all the players, but he doesn't seem to have. That's the NFL or the difference between pro. They can cut loose. They can't get attached because they cut them loose so quick.
Hey, Antonio Brown goes out there, thinks Derek Carr is going to be launching him 100-yard passes.
And
Russell Wilson. He likes to run a lot.
That might be better for the Raiders.
I hate to tell you, Russell Wilson is way better than Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he's just saying he wouldn't throw the ball to Antonio much.
Saying he's. I think his numbers would be bigger with Derek Carr.
No way.
Who, Antonio's? Nah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You got to throw a good pass.
No. Have you ever watched the Seahawks?
No. They're always weird time.
Yeah, 3:30 Central. That's weird.
No, that's his bedtime.
They play the late game on Sunday. Sorry, 3:30. My bad.
And if weird
time. Hey, he watches the first quarter or something.
Do you watch the Seahawks? No, they're weird time. Yeah, 3:30.
In Nashville, if you don't have DirecTV or Red Zone, you get the Titans every Sunday. And then Sunday night football.
And they play usually at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my one game. I watch them all.
And then they usually play a 3:30 game.
They do. But that's not Seahawks.
A lot of times, yeah.
And
Cowboys.
Guys, our boy,
sometimes Cowboys, yeah.
Our boy Chris Davis.
Yeah.
Hey.
I saw that live.
He got a hit. He got like three hits this weekend.
Wait, did you pick him on your streak?
No.
Guys, listen, Saturday at like noon, he got his hit. I was watching the game live.
You were watching it?
I was watching it live. We were having brunch, and it was an early game. It was Boston and the Orioles. And I was like, oh, let's just watch this guy. Didn't even know it was Chris Davis, and he got hit. I was like, oh, good little hit. Chris Davis hit that.
He had a couple doubles. He had like three RBIs, and then, guys, the weight is off his shoulder. Yesterday, he hit a home run.
He's back.
See?
The weight is off his shoulder. It feels so good.
Guys, that mental game is huge. Just the confidence. Like, in sports, in life, at work, everything. If you don't have confidence, you're going to suck at everything you do.
I really think he went home on Saturday after getting his first hit, and they got a babysitter and sent the kid somewhere else. And, I mean, that house was a rocket.
That wasn't his only home run.
I mean, that wasn't his home run was yesterday. So, yeah, I guess Monday night he went home and
he hit for the cycle.
Definitely hit for the cycle. And maybe the wife surprised him with another lady. Hey, come on.
What? Another lady?
Yeah, you know, two for one special.
Does that happen?
Sometimes they bring in a friend.
You guys do that?
No, I wish. No. I don't wish, but you know what I'm saying.
Dude, I was talking to a guy.
Hey, let's wrap this up.
I was talking to a guy.
Let's just go off the rails. Go. He just said he wishes his wife would let a third in.
I didn't mean that.
Sorry, go ahead. It's not even that great of a story.
You're done?
No, this dude of mine, he was like, yeah, he had heard of a story. This girl worked at Buffalo Wild Wings, and it was her boyfriend. His birthday,
yeah.
She's like, I don't know what to get him. I have no idea what to get him for his birthday. Like, guys are so hard to shop for. So she's just shooting the crap at work, maybe probably had a couple shots or something. One of the coworkers, Buffalo Wild Wings, she's like, you don't have a present or anything? Well, I'll go home with you. She's like, all right. So she brought one of her friends from Buffalo Wild Wings home with her. Hey, honey, happy birthday.
What?
Hey, if you don't got a present.
Is that real?
Yes. She brought
this
one
stuff
of her,
really happened?
Hey, she brought one of her friends home. Happy birthday, sweetie. He was probably like, holy crap, this
No way. No way the next day's the same.
It's so awkward. Are
no
you
way.
Kidding
no
me?
Way the next day's the same. No way the next life, the rest of your life is the same.
No way. Hey, great birthday, present, but wow, that was a mountain. Now we're going down
like,
the valley.
Do you like her more? Do you like her more than me? Like, there's just no way. There's no way that works.
Hey. Some people can do that.
I know. I've heard, but there's no way. I don't buy it.
There's 99% of them, though, that they can't do that. There's 1% that can pull it off because they're weird in the head.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
So this past weekend, we were playing a show with Kip Moore, country artist. I'm in a band, Raging Idiots. We have a live album coming out.
Great. FYI. You don't need to plug stuff on our show. Thank you.
So Kip Moore, we were having dinner at the catering thing, and he was talking about Spurs. And he's a big Spurs fan. And he's like, man, we've been talking about watching Spurs together for a long time. How about we watch some game coming up? We'll watch this round together. And I'm like, dude, it's hot. It's tough, man. I got kids. Now I got foster kids, and I'll go to the house. He says, Kip Moore, country artist, says, I will go to your house and watch the game with you. Do you think he's serious?
He can't be.
Because I would love to watch his first game with Kip Moore.
He can't be.
At my house with my kids.
He's not serious.
You don't think he's serious?
No, I don't think he's going to come to your house.
And he even texted me, dude, let me know when a good time to come over to the house and watch some Spurs.
Really?
Yes.
We did watch golf over at your house one time.
Not with Kip Moore.
Oh, no, but I'm saying with the family and stuff.
Well, yeah. No, I mean like the country artist.
You even
like,
got more kids now.
Yes.
But I'm saying you can pull it off. It's still entertaining. It's not like it's the most boring thing in the world. I had fun over there.
Yeah, no, we make it
we
fun.
We made sushi. We were drinking.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We make
Maybe
it fun.
Maybe if he texted you after the conversation.
After the show.
Then yes, he might be serious.
He said, good seeing you. Let me know when it's a good time to go over and watch the Spurs.
And what's your neighborhood? Is there parking for me?
So is he coming over tonight for the game?
Nah, I'm not. I mean, I wanted to wait a little bit. I don't want to be like first date.
Tell him to bring over some beer and some PDLA for the kids.
Wait. You can't wait till the weekend because he's usually on the road.
Right.
So you got to do it tonight because what if they get eliminated?
They won't. Or should I make that the goal?
What, do they get eliminated?
No, that they don't get eliminated. We'll do it second round.
No, now you're pressing your luck. Don't act too cool. Just have a moment, man. And since you're plugging your new album, you know, go ahead.
I'm at the gas station. What do you want? A six of Miller and maybe some Pedialyte?
He brings over a DiGiorno.
Hey, do the kids like Reese's peanut butter cups?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he brings beer for you, peanut butter cups for the kids.
Hey, they got diapers 2-for-1. You want me to get them?
Is it okay?
Hey. He shows up with Miller, formula, diapers.
Is it okay if I bring your wife a thing of flowers?
Oh, that'd be awkward.
Kip, I don't know if that's okay with me, all right? Because you're...
Wait till your wife meets him. Hey there, I'm Kip Moore. You're like, okay, hey,
it's
okay.
It's just me in the living room by myself. Where's Kip? Where's my wife?
So, hey, you plugged your album. I want to plug
the
some...
The Spurs are down by 20 and your wife's gone.
Hey Kip!
Kip!
Spurs are getting killed. You got 6 empties on the table.
You're like, maybe he left. No, his car's still out there.
You're playing with the kids. There's crap everywhere. 6 empties tipped over. And you got to wake up for work in 8 hours.
You're right. I probably shouldn't invite him over.
No, I think you should invite him over tonight.
And your guitar's missing. Yeah.
Something about a truck. Get out of my bedroom.
He's taking all my stuff. My wife, my guitar. You're stupid, Coach. What do you want to plug?
Eddie, you mind if I take a shower, man?
Okay.
Why do you need to take a shower, man?
Hey, man, on the road, I don't have a lot of showers, man. You mind if I...
Hey. Pizza comes to the door. I didn't order a pizza.
Oh, this is for Kip.
And he goes back upstairs.
Come on. Hey, how the Spurs doing? Oh, down 20.
That's all right. I'm up 2.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Eddie, I'm sorry how things work out in life.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for having me over, man. See you next game. Same time Thursday.
All right.
So you can invite him?
I don't know. Maybe not now.
I need you guys to go to guitarsforkidpower.org. Look, I got this charity auction going on for, like, raising money for charity, and I got, like, Tim McGraw signed guitar.
Oh, this is a guitar that you got signed by a lot of people.
Yeah, Tim McGraw signed guitar. It's only going for $85.
Oh.
The guitar cost $100.
You bought it?
Yeah. Brad Paisley signed guitar, $75.
Oh, my goodness.
Trisha Yearwood, $77. And I don't know how to get people to bid.
What's the deadline?
Thursday.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, guitars... ForKidPower.org.
All right.
And I don't know why people will.
What do you think they should go for? Hundreds, probably.
Over. You think? It should be 200.
Right.
At least.
I mean, a guitar is more expensive.
I bought the guitar for $100.
At least 200.
Coach, why are you
buying $200 guitars?
No, not $100.
I mean, $100.
Because I want them to look nice. Because most people hang them up in their house. I want them to look nice.
Yeah, but you can get one over at the toy store for cheaper.
Yeah, but it's not a good guitar. It has
They're
a
never
nice.
Going to play it.
I mean, want it to look nice.
You don't want Tim McGraw signing a guitar that says Toys R Us on it.
Yeah, no, Toys R Us is out of business.
Oh,
they're coming back.
Rest in peace.
Really?
Yeah, with a different name.
Yeah, but that's
Toys Inc. or something.
I need people to go like bid it. On those. Jeez.
Okay, what's the website again?
Guitarsforkidpower.org.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll bid.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You can bid them up and then just hope. That somebody else bids higher.
Now, then you get stuck with
then
5
you get
guitars.
Stuck with it, yes.
Here's a question. Can someone tell me what the Presidential Medal of Freedom is?
Oh, yeah.
Can you Google that for me?
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump tweeted out to congratulate Tiger Woods on his great victory at the Masters and to inform him that he was going to, because of his...
Dude, I wrote P-R-E-S, and that's the first thing that came up.
Because of his incredible success and comeback in sports... And more importantly in life, he will be presenting him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Congrats.
I'm like, wow, what did... That seems like a super award to get.
Okay, well, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is one of the nation's highest civilian awards and is bestowed upon those who have made especially meritorious contributions by the security or national interests of the United States.
So Tiger winning the Masters.
World peace... Okay. Anything cultural or significant public or private endeavors, stuff like that. Him being
that is a big public event.
I mean, could it be the whole, like, could it be like him, like, just changing golf?
I mean, like, if the Brooklyn Nets win the NBA championship, do they get it?
Oh, that's a good point. Did the Virginia Cavaliers get it for winning the NCAA tournament?
There you go.
I didn't know anything about it, but I'm like, dang, that seems like a big award for winning a golf tournament.
Other winners would be Tom Hanks. What did he do?
Made some good
Green Mile.
Forrest Gump.
Road to Perdition.
Bruce Springsteen. Robert De Niro. What did he do?
What? Robert De Niro?
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Okay, here's a question for you. Bigger icon.
Bob Dylan. Bill Cosby.
Okay. Oh, Bill Cosby. Did they strip that one?
I don't know.
They have to take that away, right?
They have to. Bill Gates.
They have to take Bill Cosby's away.
B.B. King.
I don't know who that is.
Blues guitarist. Oh, James Taylor. You know who he is?
Yeah. I
think basically just if you're a badass.
Just if you're a celebrity.
If you're a celebrity and you're a badass, like you do really good, you would win it.
Who's a bigger icon? Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, because not only, Tiger Woods, like my kids don't really know much about Tiger Woods. They know the name, but they know Jordan as a basketball icon because of Jordan's, the brand still. The question always follows Jordans. I wear Jordans. What's that after? Oh, Michael Jordan, the basketball player. Yeah, got it.
His Jordans are more known than
the
Tiger
brand
Woods.
Is it goes so huge.
Jordan tennis shoes, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan.
Huh?
Why doesn't
Michael Jordan, to me, Michael Jordan, it's Michael Jordan and no one else is even in the same hemisphere. He is the most unbelievable icon ever.
And will live for a long, long, long time.
He hasn't played basketball in how many
years? Because of his brand, though. Because of his brand.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's an icon. People nowadays haven't even seen him play basketball, and they'll still pay $200 for his shoes because it's the Jordan brand.
Correct.
He is unbelievably huge.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, I don't even think Tiger Woods is even on the same ladder.
No, but like, why doesn't Tiger start the Tiger brand?
Well,
and start wearing Tiger, not Nike anymore. You know what I mean?
Because he's already getting paid 500 gazillion for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
so.
But he already has gazillions.
Oh, you're saying like Phil, how he has, Phil's brand is a golfer with his hands up.
Well, they all have their little Adam Scott. Like they have their little logos that they've.
Sergio.
Yeah, they have their brands, but they're not like Titleist. They're not like Callaway. They're not TaylorMade. Like they could, I think Tiger has enough clout to start his own brand and have Tiger balls. Tiger shirts, Tiger clubs.
I hear you.
Interesting.
You should tell him that. He probably hasn't thought about that business.
I'll send him an email.
That's some good business advice.
I mean, I just
he didn't have time to start a business. He was too busy with too many women.
Well, that, and then now all of his money goes to his wife. So is that
right. So he's like, man, I don't want to make her richer than I need to.
Oh, he gives her a lot of money?
Got to, right?
Yeah. And he still
child
has kids.
Support.
Still has kids, yeah.
And probably spousal support. Don't you have to pay for maintain that lifestyle?
Probably.
Damn. All right, we're out of here.
All right. Anything else?
No. Oh, yeah. I want an update on Junior's baseball stats.
Oh, guys, you all don't even know.
This is Eddie's
this
kid.
This dude, my five-year-old playing baseball, third season in baseball, and I think we've had five games now. My boy is batting 1,000.
No, wow.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
No.
Not one strikeout.
Not one error? He hadn't reached on an error?
I don't think he really has gotten the ball.
No. When he hits the ball,
yeah.
Has the other team made an error? For him to get on base?
Oh, yeah.
Then he's not batting 1,000.
I think every single time he hits the ball, they make an error because there's three kids fighting for the ball. Does that count as an error?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay, so he's not batting 1,000?
No, mark that out. He's not going major leagues.
And I already told him, too.
Well, you can tell him that.
After every game, I tell him his stats. It's like, dude, a double today? A freaking double?
You keep his stats while he's playing?
Yeah.
When I would watch my sister's games, I would always keep her stats for her because for whatever reason, you never could really get your stats. I'd be like, here you go. I kept them for you the whole game.
I'll be like,
that's
dude.
That's cool. I like to do that as a parent.
I'll be
brother.
Like, dude, today you had a double. You had a single. You went 3 for 3. That's great. You had 4 RBIs. Like, you're killing it.
I think it's bad to keep stats as for a five-year-old.
Why? He loves it.
Okay, and then when he goes 0 for 4, you're going to tell him you went 0 for 4 and you didn't do
anything.
That's right.
Sucked. And then I'm going to be like, what's his name's dad?
Who? LeVar Ball?
No. Alabama. Was it Tua?
Tulo.
Give him some poppins.
No. With a belt?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore. And I texted my co-manager of our fantasy baseball team, and I said, dude, Chris Davis hit a home run yesterday. We need to pick him up. And he said, stop. He said he could hit a home run in 7 straight,
and I wouldn't pick
him up.
You're co-managing a fantasy team?
Yeah,
baseball. Why'd you decide to do that?
I've been doing it for a couple of years.
No. Co-manage.
It's just easier that way.
That way you don't have to worry about everything?
We can run decisions by each other. We split the entry fee, and it's just,
How much is the entry fee?
$100.
Interesting. I don't see you much of a co-manager.
Well, the real reason is my cousin was
so knew it.
In Major League. He was in... He worked for Major League Baseball organization.
He was in the bigs.
So he wasn't allowed to...
Gamble.
Right. So I had to be the manager.
Oh.
So they he has an established league with his buddies from college. And so he needed someone to run the day-to-day.
You just threw him under the bus right now.
No.
He was doing illegal gambling.
That's why I had to come in. Now that he's out, he didn't want to just kick me out of the league.
You want to just say his name?
No.
And the organization he worked for?
Yep. Minnesota Twins.
All right.
His name was Dante Bichette.
That's it.
Montreal Expos. That's who he was.
R.I.P.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. I heard they're a new team now. Who are they?
Washington Nationals?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye. We're done.
They've been, we're done.